believe it said there was 1,400 matchsticks in there. And he gave it to this nephew's wife. Mm-hmm. He said, he's fixing to go home. He's going to retire from the service, and he is going home down about Mobile, Alabama. And said, I've got a nephew down there, it's about 5 or 6 years old. He'll tear that thing up, tear all the pieces as soon as I get home. Mm-hmm. And said, Miss, I'll just give it to you. She brought that whole thing home. This husband of hers put them out a couple of horses, made the harness, geared them up. Just like a real team had it all, took it down to Nashville on the state fair. That's the year he won the first prize. But he's a natural born wood carver, just a gift. Some people sit down and use a pocket knife and cut day in and day out, but he never cuts it, he never makes it. Yeah. This boy, he's interested. And my youngest daughter, she's got a little dogs, ball bats, things like that. She cut out a red cedar when she was a child. Hmm. She's a whittler. Well, then, of course, she's gotten out of that nowadays. As I said, she's gotten out of that since she cut her pole.
Okay, if you make this little V-shaped cut, though, would you ever call that a notch? Use that word?
Well, if you're cutting that in a solid piece of timber, mm-hmm. and you cut that notch out of there in that shape, that mm-hmm. V cut out of there, you call it a notch.
Okay.
But if you put in two pieces of timber together like that, nailing them together, you mm-hmm. call it a trough.
Okay. Suppose you had 3 or 4 of those on your farm. To feed the hog valve or something?
That's right.
You say you had 3 or 4?
Hog trolls.
Okay.
Hog trolls.
What would you call a place where boats stopped and freights unloaded?
Well, you mean that just on an ordinary river, stream? Mm-hmm. Boat land.
Okay. Is there another name? Different?
Well, of course, the real name nowadays, you know, is dock. Mm-hmm. Boat dock. Well, we used to say boat land.
Okay.
If you had a regular place, say if you had a boat on this river, you know, mm-hmm. you had a regular place to tie it down and tie it up. Mm-hmm. Well, you call it your boat land.
I see.
Down where you land your boat.
Yeah. Okay, and what would you call a place, say if you had a stream was going along, and all of a sudden it dropped off a little sharp, you'd call that a...
Falls.
Okay. And what kind of roads might you have, you know, that... You might have one that's that white, hard paved road, looks like sidewalks made out of, what would you call that?
That's concrete slab road.
Okay.
Then you see they've got, now they top these highways with a mixture of hot pitch and ground limestone. Mm-hmm. That's where they get this blacktop they put on these highways, you know, on the streets.
Is there another name for that pitch?
Asphalt.
Oh, I see. What about tar? Is that something different?
Well, they're talking about this road top, and you know, they say, well, it's tar, mixture of tar, but that's really asphalt is what it is instead of tar. In other words, it's a class of tar, but it's a different nature altogether.
Uh-huh. What about the road that's not paved? What might that have on?
Oh, we'd call that just a country road.
Country road?
Yeah, country road.
What would that be made out of?
Just rig up the natural earth, you might say, and have a little drainage ditch on each side to keep the water off.
Yeah.
No topping on it.
Yeah.
That, of course, used to. And you take from here to Murfreesboro, from here to Fayetteville, from here to Lewisburg,